Hello, friends.
Hello, friends. Welcome to Ask Me Anything on Wednesday, July 8th. I am Coach Kathy. I am not Coach NJ. I am not Coach Christy. I'm Kathy. You've had the merry-go-round of coaches on this call the past few weeks, and that's okay. You're getting to know all of us, right? Coach MJ, right at this moment, I believe, is flying the friendly skies toward the Pacific Northwest to visit her very good friend Jen and to spend some time out there in their lovely area. So I am sitting in for her and I'm ready to answer all of your questions. Hello. I have one hello in the chat. If you are going to talk to each other in the chat, I encourage that. That's lovely. Make sure you're talking to everyone. Your little blue box in your message says everyone. If you have a question for me, I would love for you to put it in the Q&A. I'm going to go over a couple of things MJ asked me to cover first while you're getting in and settling in. And remember, ask me anything means ask me anything. We can talk about weight loss, right? We can talk about emotional eating. We can talk about nighttime eating. We can talk about your partner and how they get in the way of your eating. It does not matter to me. You can ask me questions about me and my journey. That's fine too. I'm an open book. In fact, if y'all don't ask any questions, you might hear more about what's going on in Kathy's life today, which is something I am managing my own self and my own eating around. So let us start with the tracker. Okay. Hello, everyone. I love that you tell me hi. Hello. Let's start with the tracker. Chris Crabtree and his development team, Gene, yes, my son still has those shorts. And yes, he still wears them, but he's the best dad. He's the best dad. I saw him the other day, a picture of him the other day, allowing his 5-year-old to paint his fingernails. He can wear those shorts as long as he wants. Just melted my heart. Okay, tracker. Chris Crabtree and his amazing development team have created for you a wellness tracker. It is a beautiful thing. It is three very short screens that ask you when you're logging, if you want to log your weight, if it's your weight login day, what you ate, whether or not you followed hunger and enough, how much water you had, how much sleep you had. Guess what? It's tracking the basics, right? But it also, if you say, and this has happened to me, if you say, I ate past enough. It gives you a link right to the why did I eat check-in, right? The new fancified discovery worksheet. At the very end, it says, you got a question for a coach? And it'll pop you right over to Ask Coaches. It is the coolest thing I have seen in a very long time that NoBS has put out. Only 47% of you have gotten it up and running. 47%. Come on, y'all. What's getting in the way? In fact, I would love to coach you on what's getting in the way of you setting up the wellness tracker. If it is, I don't know how, I got you. Okay? You all are, members that have been around for a few months. Log on to the website. Across the top, there's if you're on your computer, across the top, in the menu, it says resources slash tracker. If you're on your phone, look for the three little lines, the hamburger. Click that. Look for resources slash tracker. Click under that menu. Three down is the wellness tracker. Just three down. It's right there. If you open it up and you're like, oh, this looks too hard for me. First of all, it's not. But if it does intimidate you in the least little bit, right under that, MJ has done for you a fantastical, I'm using her word, video on how to use the wellness tracker. We're trying to make it so super easy. Audrey says, I am not a digital diva, and this is way easier than the planner, paper, and pencil. How about that, right? If you have never heard us say anything, you've heard us say, we want this to be easy for you. We want to make weight loss easy for you. So, we've gotten a lot of great suggestions. There's been a hiccup or two. We are all about continuous improvement here at NoBS. You've seen that, right? We keep updating things, we keep making things better. So If you have any hiccups, if you have any trouble, please, please, please email us at support@pnptribe.com. You can either go straight to the email, or guess what? You can click that blue question mark at the bottom of the page, and it'll take you straight over there. Keith, Lori, Vern, they're all ready to answer all those questions. If you have a suggestion about the tracker, we have gotten some amazing suggestions, like, I'd like to track hunger and enough at each meal, for instance. Or can I'd like to update my weight, for instance. We've gotten some amazing suggestions. They are all cataloged with that development team, and they are going to continuously update the tracker for us. So a little birdie told me there might be some updates by the end of the month. How about that? Okay, so keep watching your email. Keep watching those Facebook posts. Keep asking the questions. Keep sending us suggestions. And please, please, please get this thing rolling. It's incredible. I will say, Kathy has not been perfect. What? I forgot a day this weekend. But guess what? I just went in and did the next day. One of the updates coming soon is the ability to go back and add that day. So all I had to do was just go ahead and write down, this is what I ate. So I can go back and add that day when that update comes back out. Jenny says, make sure those devs know it's great, even though we're asking for more. I will. I will definitely do that. Thank you, Jenny. All right. Now on to the fabulous prizes. Y'all have heard about the fabulous prizes, haven't you? Yeah. If you have not, no, let's just say it this way. For that group of people, the 47%, and anybody else I can talk into signing up or getting it rolling, getting it set up, maybe is a better way to say it. By Friday, midnight Central Time, you will go into a drawing that Corinne will announce on her call on Sunday for a fabulous prize. No BS goodies to arrive at your doorstep. If you are the winner, you'll get an email. You have nothing else to do. And we will, it will just poof, be on your doorstep after a day or two, I'm sure. Okay. So that's prize number one. Prize number two, if you track 25 days, not 31, right? 25 days in July, you will get the Stack It and Sustain It PDF created by Coach MJ herself. She is a big fan of Atomic Habits by James Clear, the book. Anybody read it? It's really good. And so she loves to create content, freebies, PDFs based on that book. So Stack It and Sustain It, created by your very own Coach MJ, will arrive in your email, I guess. Be delivered to you some way. Probably email, maybe to be a link on the website. I don't know. At the end of the month, if you have logged 25 days. Jane says, here's the way I see it. Stopping it enough can be hard. Logging my stuff in online tracker, that's a gimme. Easy way to build momentum. Oh, I love that, Jane. In fact, you stole my thunder. I'm gonna talk about that in just a second. Third prize. All right, so I talked about the Sunday call where she's gonna announce the very first winner. The 25 days of tracking in July. If you are one of those members who has already signed up and you have gotten through the first, oh, 8 days now, and you get all 31, you will be in a drawing because three lucky members will receive 1 free month of private coaching. How about that? Private coach in your pocket for a whole month free. Now, why do you want to track? Anybody want to tell me why you want to track other than Jane, who just gave me a really great reason? It's not for the prizes. The prizes are there, and MJ explained this beautifully. If you haven't listened to the call from Sunday, she explained this beautifully. The prizes are there to help you build the habit, to give you incentive, motivation to help build the habit. But you track so that you can see your trends. So that they come out into the light, so that you can see what you're eating. You can reflect on it. You can get help with it. You can get that what you can eat check in. Why did you eat check in? Go over to ask coaches. Start to see your trends over time. This tracker at the end of the day gives you like data. It says, you're eating at enough percentage is 85% or 67% or something like that. I mean, it really highlights where the work is. And when you highlight where the work is and you actually go after it, guess what happens? Weight loss. You bust a stall. You fit in that new pair of pants. You don't have to use the seatbelt extender on the airplane. You can go hiking with your grandkids. All those things begin to happen just because you started the habit of tracking. Pretty cool stuff. I mean, if you think about it, broad picture, you get to know yourself so much better. Shannon says, I'm loving the online tracking. I'm noticing random eating. Yeah. So no frowny face, Shannon. That's a great thing to notice because now it comes into this front part of your brain. Here comes the nervous system work, this logical CEO section of your brain, so that you can look at it not from a habit perspective, but from a, huh, look at me. Curiosity. Interesting that I'm noticing this random eating. Leanne just started online tracking this morning. Yay. Good for you. Good for you. Let's see what else we got. If you have questions for me, go ahead and put them in the Q&A because this chat moves kind of fast sometimes, and I want to be able to keep up. Sandy says, I want to track to keep my mind on what habits I want to create for myself. Also, if I am off, I can see where I went off the rails or had a hiccup. Yeah, for sure. For sure. I'm definitely thinking about what's going on in my mouth. Yeah, right? Me too. In fact, I've been noticing, this is interesting. When you just kind of have a little one-off here and there, it's easy to forget. So yesterday, I was tracking my food from yesterday. My breakfast right now that I'm loving is I do that Ratio, RATIO is the brand, protein yogurt, high protein yogurt. It's delicious. I mean, I can't even tell it's high protein. Vanilla yogurt with strawberries and Purely Elizabeth granola. It's gluten free and delicious and all the things. Always for my breakfast. So I load that in. Yogurt, strawberries, granola. Lunch was a pre-made. I had made myself some salads and threw some rotisserie chicken on there. If y'all don't eat rotisserie chicken, I want to know why, and I want to coach you because I can't make chicken as good as rotisserie chicken. But I noticed later on in the afternoon, I grabbed a few chips because I was a little hungry. I was a little hungry. Okay, probably something I need to coach myself on. Then dinner was spaghetti. Ken and I eat spaghetti, once every week or two. And then I had a couple of shortbread cookies. And I'm writing all this in and I'm like, did I really need those chips? I'm wondering if I really needed those chips. And was I at enough when I had those cookies or did I stop? I started questioning what I had eaten and thinking back, just kind of reflecting on. Maybe that spaghetti was a pretty big bowl, and I didn't. I could have waited on the cookies until tomorrow. You see what I'm saying? It starts getting you thinking, and putting it in the phone, y'all, is so much easier. So much easier than pulling out the planner, getting it printed, writing it down, all that stuff. So. Anyway, that was my, it just has you thinking, brings it into awareness. So, Christine just discovered Ratio yogurt, keeps me full longer, especially when I add berries, fuel nuts, chia seeds. So Ratio yogurt, that Oikios makes a 25-gram protein yogurt too. It's just a lot sweeter. I don't need all the sweet because I put fruit on it. So that's why I like the Ratio. Let's see. Okay. If you are not one of my 47% that has set up your tracker, why not? I would love for you to put it in the Q&A. Let me help you figure out if there's a way to get you to sign up for it. And I want to ask you this question. I really want you to think about and maybe journal on this question. Are you ready? What if doing this little bit of work is what moves the needle for you? What if that's all it is? What if that core little bit of work brings the awareness that has your curiosity, that has you thinking, that has you reflecting, that ultimately moves the scale for you? Wouldn't that be pretty cool? Pretty cool. Wouldn't that be pretty cool? Yeah. So iPhone user says, I already track the same things in journals, so I feel like I'm doing it twice and it seems a little redundant. So why not just use the tracker, the wellness tracker? Which one's easier? Well, okay. Which one's easier is probably your paper because that's what you're used to. But at the end of the month, I want you to go back and ask yourself, which one is accumulating the information for me in an easier way? It's a good question, don't you think? You know, the tracker, Chris has got it doing all the math for us, right? It's right here on our phone, which we always have in our hand anyway. If you want to use your journal and your paper planner and have your alone time and all that kind of stuff, if you want to use your Excel spreadsheet, just at the end of the month, when you've been doing both, ask yourself, which one is actually working for me? Which one is doing the work for me in a way that's going to help me lose weight? That's all I want you to do. And then you can decide. Darlene's going to wean off paper and move to tracker. Me too. I have always been a self-professed paper girl. No longer. I'm using this tracker on my phone right here. Got it. If you have not, I will say this, and I'm not going to teach you how to do this because it would be a disaster. But if you have not figured out how to create a shortcut on your home screen, email support. I'm sure they have a video or a set of instructions. It makes it so easy. All I have to do is find my no BS tracker icon, hit click, and boom, it's up. Okay, super duper easy. Bess, I'd love to be able to track hunger and enough for each meal. Me too. That's coming. Okay. That is, we have had, I bet we've had, I can't even tell you how many, tons and tons of requests for that particular feature. So that will be coming. I like the tracker, but I don't like the fact that you can't go back in and edit. That's coming too. Because I actually accidentally put in one day for the next day instead. Yeah, that's coming too. The ability to go back and add days, the ability to edit, that's all coming. Okay. I think this might be the beginning of an app for them. You never know. It's on the great big wish list in the sky. I think it's exciting waiting for new things the tracker will have. We all know the team is working on what we need. Yes, Tammy, you are exactly right. And Chris and his team are just killing it. Seriously, they are just killing it. So every little nuance that you like, every little problem that you have, please, please, please email support because or hit that blue question mark because it helps them refine, it helps them make sure things are working properly, it helps them help you, okay? We have had, I will say, we have had a few of these suggestions going to ask coaches. I can tell you the coaches are not on the development team. We have a different set of skills than the people on the development team. So what we're doing is we're taking those suggestions and putting them into a support email. So if you want to just, you can do it either way, whatever's easier for you. But we're not going to answer those and ask coaches. We're going to refer them on to customer service. Great initial rollout. Glad they are gathering feedback. And additionally to emailing support, will a questionnaire go out for feedback at the end of July? Esty, that is a great idea. I do not know the answer to that, but I will pass that suggestion along. Okay. Darina, I type that in the boxes. I planned XXX, then actual XXX, and then I can write in waited for hunger. Then I can write in, waited for hunger, stopped it enough. Darina, you get a gold star for the day. Look at you customizing the tracker and putting in the information that you wanted to have. I love that. I love that so much. All right. Diane says, I prefer it not to be an app. I'm running out of room on my phone. A website doesn't take any room. Okay. So you would note it, an app. Okay. Let me just say this. An app is not coming out tomorrow. An app is not coming out next week. Okay. What we suggest is that you put just a shortcut on your home screen. It's not really an app. It's just like a shortcut link. Or you could just go to the website, whichever suits you. If you, yeah, it, if and when an app comes out, you don't have to use it. You can just go to the website on your phone or on your computer or whatever. We want this to be easy for you. We want it to be customizable for you. We want you to do whatever you need to do to lose your weight. Okay? All right. Anything else about the tracker? I'm gonna shift over to the Q&A now from the chat, and let's see what we got over here. All right, Lucy wants to know, do they do a Healthify call each month? No, they do not right now, but you can also always ask Healthify questions here on this call. You can ask them in Ask Coaches. You can tag Christy in the or any of the coaches really in the Facebook group. We are always available to ask coaches to ask coaches to answer questions for you. We get a lot of questions in Ask Coaches about Healthify, so you could actually go to the website and just scan the answered questions too to see if your question has already been answered, or to learn more about what the how the coaches are answering the Healthify questions. But right now, there is not a monthly Healthify call. We did have that suggestion come in, though. It's ask anything. So I love that sweater. Where did you get it, Holly? You're gonna laugh. I got it on the Amazon. On the Amazon. I'm one of those people that scrolls the Amazon sometimes to see what kind of cute tops they have. They are not, I'm going to say, they're not the highest quality in the world, but they're cheap and they look good, and I'm all in. So, yes, I got it on Amazon. Great question. So funny. Carolyn says, wait, what did you say about how we can enter free private coaching for a month? I want that. Logging your wellness tracker, getting in your wellness tracker 31 days this month will qualify you for that drawing. 31 days. So it is it it's there will be three members drawn from that pool of people, and you will get free private coaching for a month. How about that? One-on-one. No audience. Christy says, so I haven't been tracking yet, but the deadline is Friday. Setup is Friday. All you have to do is set up your tracker by Friday. I'm out of the 25-day tracking opportunity for prizes. Yes, probably, but I don't want that to deter you. Okay? Go ahead and set it up. Get to know it. Get to use it. See what you like about it. Do what Dorina did. See if you can figure out. I'm going to go back here and read, see if I can find Dorina's question, comment again. See what you can do to collect the data that you need. Dorina said, when she gets to the I think it's the first screen that says, I ate this for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. She says she puts in she planned this and actually ate that, and then she also there's a little notes area at the bottom of the next page where it asks about hunger and enough. She also writes in, oh no, maybe it's in that first in the where she writes in the food. She writes in if she started at hungry and stopped at enough. So there's a box. It says breakfast colon box. And I type yogurt, strawberries, granola. Dorina types, I planned this, I ate that, I was hungry, and I ate to enough, or I wasn't hungry, or I ate past enough. You see what I'm saying? She puts all of the information for that meal in that box. I think that's just fabulous. Fabulous. So, Christy, don't let the 25-day thing deter you. I want you to go ahead and get it set up, okay? See what you can make out of it. Two. Next, we've got Linda. Do you log before or after eating? I think I kind of covered that. I do it at the, so I log at the end of the day. So I log what I actually ate. You can do both. I think I would, for me, I would defer to what you actually ate rather than the plan, or do the plan and the actual. Okay. If they differ. Yeah, most of the time mine don't differ because I'm kind of boring that way. I kind of eat, I don't want to say I eat the same thing all the time, but I think I kind of do. I'm all about easy when it comes to fixing meals. Will we be able to keep the tracker info indefinitely? Darling, that's a really good question. I'm going to say that the tracker info will be in that wellness tracker in your No BS Women account for as long as you are a member. Okay. But that's a really great question for you to email support about. But I bet it has to do with, since it's on the website, I would almost bet you keep it as long as you are a member. So indefinitely, as long as you are a member. Having trouble figuring out how to add the 2:5 or 7:25 to my sleep time, like 8.25 hours instead of 8 hours. I think I've already logged for the day, but let me see. I thought you could do that. I thought I had done that. Let me see on my phone. Continue today's log. Daily questions, water and sleep. Okay. Yeah, it allows me to do that. So when I click in the hours of sleep last night box, my little number pad comes up, and just to the left of the zero is a dot. So I could hit the 7, then the dot, then 2:5. If that doesn't work for you, email us. Yeah, the decimal point is tiny. And for me on the iPhone, it's just to the left of the zero. So hopefully that helps you figure that out. All right, Amber, I noticed that when my progress slows, even if it's still moving in the right direction, I've been sitting about the same weight for 3 weeks. My nervous system immediately starts feeling unsafe and convinced I'm failing. It's happening with my weight right now. I've lost about 30 pounds since September 2025 and have 150 pounds overall to lose. I feel kind of defeated. This is taking so long. How do I teach my nervous system that slow progress is still progress instead of treating it like a threat? Wow, such a great nervous system question. So, just as background, remember that it is our brain's job, specifically that little kidney bean shaped piece of our brain called the amygdala, to always scan for threats. That is just part of that primal part of our brain that still exists from way back when we had to, when there was a threat, a tiger around every corner. So we just haven't evolved a lot past that. So your brain is always looking for what could go wrong. What might go wrong? What's happening here? You have to intentionally look for what's going to go right today. Okay. You have to tell yourself, well, today I'm going to kill it on that 10 o'clock Q&A. Rather than, oh my gosh, I hope I'm not too nervous, you know, because that's where my brain will immediately go. My brain will immediately go to, here's the problem. I need to figure out what's wrong. Okay. So knowing that your brain is going to have this negative bias, it's going to have this shift in that direction automatically, is your job to pull it off that shift in order to create safety. So, Amber, when you hear, I'm failing, I've been at the same weight for 3 weeks, I'm failing, I want you to answer that. I want you to, MJ calls it ping ponging, right? You know, almost have this conversation. I want you to answer that with, okay, I see, I noticed that I think I'm failing, but I have maintained this weight. So there must be some little edge to trim. What am I willing to try? If I'm maintaining for 3 weeks, what am I willing to do to see if there's a shift that can happen? Guess what you can look at to find that out? The tracker. right? You can look at that data in the tracker and see that, oh, maybe my water, I hadn't made 64 ounces of water in a few days, or my water percentage is a little low. What if I up my water and see if that shakes it up a little bit? What if I quit those cookies after dinner and see if that sh or limit maybe to one cookie or cookie 4 times a week instead of every night and see if that shakes it up a little bit? If you can, I don't want to say eliminate, if you can lessen, how about lessen the threat response, then your logic brain will start answering how to solve the problem. It'll start giving you suggestions about how to solve the problem, about how to get curious about it. So to me, that's what you do. You tell your nervous system, you tell yourself, okay, a tiger is a threat. 3 weeks at the same weight is something I can figure out. Or you tell yourself, a guy, a fire alarm is a threat. 3 weeks at the same weight, let me just dig into this tracker a little bit and see. Let me look at those percentages that it shows me when I've logged a day and see what might be a little low that I can work on. To me, that's what you do. Of course, there are always somatic things to do and the body things to lessen a threat, like a deep breath, lowering your shoulders, stepping outside, calling a friend, asking coaches, connecting with coaches, that kind of thing would be more somatic ways to settle your nervous system. But the specific failure thought about being at the same weight for 3 weeks probably can be addressed with a little bit of a shift in thinking. Okay, let me know if that doesn't work. Okay, Amber? She says, thank you. Awesome. Andrea, I keep finding myself just blowing through, making the choice to stop it enough. I'm 100% aware I'm making the choice to serve myself more than I need and choosing to eat past enough. I tell myself in the moment, I just don't care. That's not true. I care is this rebel mentality. So, Andrea, in the moment, your habit brain is saying we don't care because it's been your habit prior to now. Like, I don't know how old you are. Let's say you're 40 years old. For the past, oh, I don't know, 30 years, it's been your habit to not care. So your habit brain's just offering you that thought. Of course it is, right? Again, this is where you have to invite that CEO part of your brain. I love thinking the logical brain, the prefrontal cortex, as my CEO. Sounds very smart and very oversight worthy, right? You have to invite that part of your brain to go, yeah, we sort of do care, but it's our habit to not care. So, is it rebel mentality? Maybe. Have you, Andrew, I'd be curious if you've taken the emotional eating course and defined what kind of emotional eater you are. Maybe it is a rebel. But ultimately, it doesn't matter as much as you pausing in that moment and going, all right, is this a night that I want to care? Or is this a night that I want to blow through? Because then you get to choose. Then the choice, the decision comes up into this CEO part of your brain, right? When you're just cruising along with a habit, it's just over there looping around for you. It's just doing the work for you. But when you pause and you ask yourself that question, is this a night I want to try stopping it enough? Then you've pulled that decision, that conscious decision into your logical brain so that you can decide. Yes or no? A few more bites or the rest of the plate? You see what I'm saying? The more you can engage the logical brain, the more decisive you become, the more conscious and intentional your decisions become. So I hope that helps. Speaking from the brain perspective, which is, that's my jam. Speaking from the brain, from the nervous system, from the emotions. I will say, Andrea, I am also very conscious, and I will hear a thought. Do y'all ever have this thought? I wonder if I've had enough. I'll have that thought, and I'll go, "That's the signal." And my initial response is, "Dang it! I had to stop eating." But then, when I hear that, it triggers that thought of, "Yeah, but Kathy, this is how you take care of yourself. This is how you keep your weight off. this is how you get on the scale tomorrow with, with a number that you're okay with. Okay. So you always have to finish that conversation with the logical part of your brain. All right. Next question. Can you go back and review your entries in the tracker to see what you are doing when you've had a good week or month in the past? Karen, in this moment, on this call, on July 8th, the answer is no, but it's coming. Okay. That, in fact, that's one of the very first, my understanding is that's one of the very first updates that you all will get sometime in the next few weeks, is the ability to go back and at least fill in a date that you haven't been able to, that you skipped. So when I skipped, what day did I tell you I skipped? I can't remember if it's Saturday or Sunday. I forgot to do. In the next few weeks, when that update comes out, I'll be able to go back and fill in that day. So I would assume, this is Kathy assuming, this is not the gospel, as we have a weather girl here named Nikki D. Ray. How's that for Southern, right? She'll give us the weather forecast and she'll always go, now it's not the gospel. So I don't want you to take this as the gospel. I would assume that you'd be able to go back and look, but I don't know that for sure. It's a good question though. If you really want to know the answer, when we release that update, you can email support. If that update doesn't take you back to look, to scan, I can imagine it won't though, but who knows? All right, Leanne. After many, many years of shoving feelings down, how can I start to let them out? I can't seem to get them out. They come up and my survival techniques just push them back down. Ooh, Leanne, this is a good question. And it's right up my alley. I am going to refer you to a video on the nervous system resource page that Lizzie actually did. Basically, what she did was she said, right now I'm feeling, I think it was afraid. And she said, I'm allowed to feel afraid. That's the very, very first step. Telling yourself it's normal to have this feeling and I'm allowed to have this feeling. Okay. We all raise your hand if you grew up in one of those, households where you weren't allowed to cry. Can I put two hands up? The generation I was in, we just didn't get the opportunity to emote too much. So it kind of taught in us that crying or feelings were not allowed. That's not true. In fact, you will never ever hear me tell you you can't feel a feeling. In fact, I will always, these are, Kathy doesn't use absolute words very often, but I'm using them here. I will always tell you, you are allowed to feel anything that comes up. Allowed to feel anything that comes up. So that's where you start, Leanne. You tell yourself, right now I'm feeling sad, I'm feeling nervous, and I'm allowed to feel nervous. Yeah. I'm allowed to feel nervous. It's okay to feel nervous. And then sometimes you can tell you can ask yourself, where am I feeling it in my body? So when I'm nervous, my shoulders are up to my ears. I get so much tension across the back of my neck. And honestly, if I just lower my shoulders and relax my core just a little bit, the nervousness starts to dissipate as well. We hold feelings in our body. Tammy, thank you. Lizzie's processing a feeling video. Leanne, she just put it in the chat. If you can find out where it is, what the tension is in your body and release that tension, it's also going to help you process that feeling. Okay? But the very, very first step is acknowledging that it's there and telling yourself you're allowed to feel it and that it's normal to feel it. Okay? Does that give you a good place to start, Leanne? She says, my dad passed away when I was 9. Oh, hang on. Just jumped. And a friend of his told me not to cry and be strong for my mom. So I've been trying to be strong forever. Yeah. Yeah. That's where you learned that. That's, I'm sorry you lost your dad. And I'm really, really hoping that you begin to identify and give yourself permission and normalcy to feel something, even if it's just for a minute, before you shove it back down. Here's the thing. We all think, I was thinking about this morning. We all think if we feel our feelings, we're going to get stuck in them. Something bad's going to happen. Has anybody ever thought that? If I let myself be sad, I don't know if I'm going to pull myself out of it. Right? It's not the way it works. It's not the way it works. It kind of flows through. So I'll give you an example of this, what I'm thinking of. Anybody been worried about not being able to get out of being happy? No, right? We have a spark of happy, and then it flows through, and then we go back to normal, and we get a spark of excited, and we don't stay excited for days and days and days. It flows through. We run a gamut of emotions, just like we run a gamut of thoughts. They're all part of us. It's part of our human experience. So allowing yourself just a moment, just an acknowledgement of what you're feeling and telling yourself it's okay to feel this is probably going to serve you well. So that's where I'd start. Okay. Carolyn says, what if I catch up on what I ate for the last 7 days? Could I be in the running to win private coaching? Fingers crossed. Great question. I don't know the answer. You're getting way too technical for the coach here. I would love for that to be true, but I don't know. You could, Carolyn, email that question to support and they might know, but I don't know. Okay. Andrew says, I keep getting kicked off, so I'm not sure if this went through and or if you answered it. Yeah, I got your question, Andrea, and I think you responded to it. So I'm going to go ahead and close that out. All right, Tammy says, love breathing activities. Meditations are on the website, core pillars, grounding exercises. Are there any other sitting movements you can recommend that would help regulate? I'm looking for a variety of things to do in my car when I pull over between clients. Chair yoga. Stretching in your stretch your core sitting behind the wheel. So I'll give you an example. You're sitting in your car, you've got your hand on the wheel, take this other arm and stretch out that side body and bring it back. Put your hand up here, stretch out that side body and bring it back. Any kind of stretching, activation, muscle activation is going to improve circulation. It's going to create in you the need to do deep breaths. Anything like that will work in your car. The other thing I would mention to you is singing. Does anybody sing in the car? Put on your favorite, whatever song, radio station, Spotify station, and sing. That's very regulating, okay? And when you're singing, you have to take deep breaths and you are activating your vocal cords, which stimulates your vagus nerve, which calms you. Singing, humming, anything you can do to use those vocal cords and to activate that vagus nerve when you're in the car will work. Carissa. Mary sings in the car with or without the radio. Awesome. Awesome. I love that. I've not been feeling well since Monday and have been extremely tired and had a massive migraine. Oh, I'm sorry. I got in all my water but hardly ate Monday or Tuesday because of being nauseous. Weighed this morning and I'm up 2 pounds. Brain went straight to screw it. Of course it did. See how I normalized that? Of course it did. Actually, it's been that way for a while because I haven't lost any weight in over 2 months. How do I change this thinking? Because it's a common theme. When your body is under stress, okay? When your body is under stress, when you're sick, when you have a migraine, when you have an injury, when you're recovering from an operation, if your body is under stress, it releases stress hormones. It releases cortisol. It could release adrenaline to keep you going. Stress hormones activate that primal instinct to hold on to whatever weight you have. Okay? So, if you go back to caveman days when we're always scanning for the tigers and the pumas and the danger, if we are stressed all the time, our body has learned and we can't get to the food, our body has learned to hold on to what we have. It will do that with water, it will do that with food. It is a very, very natural response. So, when I'm sick, I don't always assume that and not eating much, I don't always assume that weight loss is going to be the result of that. So the result of weight loss always comes between hunger and enough. So when you are feeling better and you get back to normal eating, this is not the time to screw it. This is the time to say, all right, it's time to release the, to lower the cortisol and adrenaline and get back to normal eating. Get back to eating between hunger and enough. Okay? That's what's so important. Weight loss, that's where the magic of weight loss happens. Not in what you eat, but between hunger and enough and making sure you're getting that water and sleep. On those days when you don't feel well and you're not eating as much, your body is doing the best it can to heal and survive. Just give it the grace to react in the way it's going to react. Then get back to hunger and enough. Okay, Carissa? Make sense? All right. Hi, Kathy. If we have planned an overeat, how would we input that into the tracker? Just put yes at stopping at enough since it was planned? I wouldn't. I don't if, see, Jenny, is this you looking to be perfect? If I planned an overeat and I overate, I would say no, I did not stop at enough. But I would add a note at the bottom of that page that says this was a planned overeat. It was my kid's birthday or a special night out with my partner or something like that. Okay? I would just note on that particular day in the notes section. It was a planned overeat. I'm okay with the fact that I did it. And I mean, honestly, I would call it an overeat. It's your tracker though. Okay? I think being honest with yourself is going to be the most important thing. And the honest with yourself piece of it isn't in the answer of yes or no. It's just noting this is a planned overeat. Okay? I do that too. I have planned overeats now and then. Usually it's around my grandkids' birthdays. Because I want to eat the cake. Y'all have heard me talk about that, I think. My daughter-in-law is the best cook. Oh my gosh, she is the best cook. And she does not use a box for anything. She uses real flour and real sugar and real eggs and real cream and all the things. They even make their own whipped cream, y'all. I mean, they even whip heavy cream, put a little sugar in it, make their own whipped cream. Crazy, crazy. Anonymous. I noticed I allow other people's words to affect my actions. For instance, a friend telling me I don't have enough variety on my plans. How can I tell myself it's okay that I'm on my own path and not take their words as gospel? I love it. I love it. You gave my word back to me. I think that's exactly what you do, though. You just tell yourself, I'm doing me. I'm doing me. This is what I, this, let me give you an example. I just talked about my daughter-in-law. Her name is Olivia, the best cook ever. Cooks everything from scratch. Never uses a box. Okay? Fixes salmon herself. Okay? I know probably some of y'all probably fix salmon. But she cooks everything from she for all I know she makes her own pasta, okay? That does not mean because she says she does it that I have to do it. In fact, I'm not going to go that much trouble. I'm just not. I have decided I'm going to live the life that works for me. And that's what I want you to think about. That's what you are creating here in No BS. Not just the food plan that works for you, but the life that works for you, the habits that work for you. So when I think about Olivia making whipped cream, whipping up heavy cream and making it from scratch, I think that is a lovely thing and it's delicious, but I'm buying the Cool Whip. Okay? Because that's what I want to do. That's how I want to spend my time. That's what I want to eat. Okay? So if she were to say, whipping up heavy cream is a lot better than Cool Whip, and she's told me this before, I would say, yeah, you're right, but I'm buying the Cool Whip. Whipping up that heavy cream is too much work, and I have to clean up after it. That Cool Whip tub comes, and all I have to do is throw it in the trash. Darlene says, "Tell her you do you, boo." I love that. I think MJ took that from me. I'm just gonna say that because I've said that a long time. You do you, boo. In fact, I might have gotten it from Betsy. We all say it. Okay. So what your friend tells you is input for you to decide about. Input for you to consider. You, anonymous, whatever your name is, are the ultimate authority of your plan, your food, your movement, your sleep, your everything. You are the ultimate authority. And when you assume that authority, you begin to see other people's words as optional, optional instructions. You can choose to follow her suggestions. I could choose to make my own whipped cream, and I have once or twice, but I didn't like it. So I went back to my old way, and that's fine too. Okay? Annette says, no one would eat if they waited for me to do any of that. Right? I'm hearing you. What, back to the rotisserie chicken comment from earlier in the call, right? I will never, ever, ever cook chicken again. I have come out of the grocery store a couple of times with two, sometimes three rotisserie chickens. Pull them apart when I get home, boom and done. Chicken ready for any casserole, any salad, anything I want to put in it. All right, I am on my last question. That is your notice to come back in here and ask me anything. Otherwise, you might hear about what's going on in my day today. How about that? Brenda says, I'm not allowed to drink much fluid because I'm sodium deficient and I've convinced myself I cannot lose weight I've regained. How can I impact weight loss without the water component? This is a really good question. And honestly, Brenda, this is probably one more for your doctor than for me if you are sodium deficient. I'm kind of at a loss on this one. Our bodies do need water, but if you're sodium deficient, I'm sure your doctor doesn't want you washing whatever water you have out. So I think I'm going to bounce this one back to you and have you just shoot an email to your doctor or call the office and just ask them how you know what is the best way for you to know you are properly hydrated, so that you can, feel good. Okay. As far as the weight loss thing goes, just stay within hunger and enough. Hunger and enough. Stay within hunger and enough. That is always going to be your best bet. My husband cooks like Kathy's daughter-in-law. It's amazing, though I tease him that it's ruined. It's food in the real world for me. Yeah, I hear you. Carolyn's back. Hi, Coach Kathy. You don't need to read this aloud if you want. Right after this call, well, I'm going to because I am. Right after this call, I'll send a message to ask coaches to see if we can coordinate a meetup for Northwest No BS Women while you're in Seattle. Something super easy for you, just for an hour or two, fingers and toes crossed. Carolyn, you are very sweet. And I will keep that in the back of your mind. So for those of you that don't know, later this month, my husband and I are with our very best friends, David and Kim, are flying to Seattle. We're going to spend 3 days there, then we're going to hop on an Alaskan cruise. I'm so excited. I'm so excited. I have coached y'all on cruise protocols for all these years, and now I get to create one of my own. MJ is there now. She is outside of Seattle or on her way. She is a little bit outside of Seattle. And she'll actually be back in South Carolina by the time I leave. So the answer, Carolyn, is we have 3 days in Seattle. I know we're going to Mount Rainier one day. I know we're going into Seattle one day to do, Pike Place Market and the Space Needle and the Pop Culture Museum. We are not going to the Gum Wall because I think that's gross. and do some other things. If in fact it may be, I wonder if it would be okay if it was a game time decision because my friends want to go to another park, North Cascades. If in fact I decide not to do that park, I may look you up. So it might be a game time decision, but that's kind of where we are. And instead of doing Ask Coaches, just email me as support. Okay. Alaska destinations, Ketchikan, Icy Straits, something or other, Icy Straits, Juneau, Victoria, I believe. Well, that's the news you should have started your update with, right? I see Straight Point. Thank you. Julie, the Chihuly Museum, I'm sure is awesome. I have seen two or three Chihuly exhibits in my lifetime. They've come here. I've seen them in the Bellagio has an amazing exhibit in Las Vegas, or it used to. So I have done some Chihuly. So I, if my time is limited, I may I may skip it, but if I end up with an extra day, I may go. Game time decision. Okay, now let's see. Let's get through these questions. Anonymous says we can meet in the hotel lobby. We're staying in an Airbnb in Beacon Hill. Does that sound right? I don't know. My friends did most of the planning. This is how Kathy does vacations with other people. Y'all decide and tell me where to go. It's just the easiest thing to do. If there's something I really, really want to do, I will tell them. But most of the time, yes, Beacon. Okay. That most of the time, these people that we're going with will do a lot of research and have a lot of pre-planning done. So I'm just like, cool. Tell me where to show up and what to wear. All right. I don't see any other questions. So I will share with you real quick that as for those of you who have followed the saga of Ken's sister, she has Alzheimer's. She is the angel of the family. I think most every family has. Her name is Charlene, has a Charlene in their family. The person that is never flusters, is always doing everything for everyone else. She helped raise my kids. She has Alzheimer's. I'm gonna start crying. And today, my husband is moving her to assisted living. And it is so hard. But why am I telling you this? Because as your coach, as your friend, I am cataloging all these life experiences so that I can help you more. So, breast cancer survivor, work stress survivor, sepsis, kidney stones, knee replacements, grandkids, empty nest, now Alzheimer's caregiver. So, anytime you have a stress in your life, I want you to know that you can reach out to me and ask coaches on a coaching call, an email, me or any of the other coaches, because we all have lives that we have lived. We all have very unique experiences. You have MJ, who is so open about caring for her mom and losing her mom. We all have weight loss stories. We all have health stories, everything about it. So I want you to know that while we don't live your life, we have life experience that we can help you with. Okay. So now that I have cried, if you are a prayer sayer, if you would pray for an easy transition, I would certainly appreciate it because it's hard on my husband. It's hard on my sister-in-law. It's obviously a little bit hard on me too. So easy transition that she does well and that her decline is not too painful for her. Okay. All right. Now, sorry about that, y'all. If you have not started, just signed up for, set up your tracker, do it now. Get off this call, go do it now. I want to see that 47% go up above 50 by the end of the day. Okay, will you do that for me? I would love to see that. I'd love to see that. You know where to find us. Such a pretty crier. Oh, I'm an ugly crier girl. You know where to find us. Ask coaches. MJ always says if you want her to email support, now she is on vacation. And we have the amazing Coach Betsy, Coach Christy, you know, all the other coaches that are helping her with those emails. She'll be back next week. She'll be on this call next week. But we're all here for you. We're all here because we love you and we want to make things easy for you and we want you to succeed. So look us up, okay? Let us help you. I don't see any more questions. Thank you for your well wishes and your prayers. And you guys have a great day. Sign up for the tracker. I keep saying sign up. Set up that tracker. Set it up. All right, y'all. Take care. Bye.